Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me, little Jerry and the Pacemakers. Bringing us back, this ferry across the Mersey. That's Jerry with a G, by the way, if you're Googling them. Great band from the Wayback Machines. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Well, I'll say it again. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question, too, while you're there. All right, we're talking about fundamentals. It's just you and me, and I'm talking about fundamentals I want you to focus on for the new year. And here's the next one. Employees spend most of your cash. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that if you have an operation of any size, somehow, either directly or indirectly, your employees are spending a pretty good bit of your money, if not all of it. So get them together and talk about how you can find efficiencies. You might even say, okay, guys, nobody spends any more money until I approve it. You might have to do that. You might have to, really put the screws on these, on where the money's going. I mean, you just got to watch those pennies. And as I said, let the dollars take care of themselves. But whatever you can identify as ways to save money, ways to cut prices, cut expenses, and grow your margins, write them down and put those into a budget. You need to develop a new budget for your operation for the new year to make sure that you know where the money's going and what's being spent on. And have that budget be tied to sales so that if sales go down, you find a way to lower expenses, because otherwise you're going to get upside down from a cash flow standpoint, from a profitability standpoint. And you get your folks to help you with this. Make them part of the team, part of the plan. What's their motivation? How about job security? Number seven, if you rent, have a powwow. Talk to your landlord. See if there's anything you can do. Is there any way to make sure that you check your position? Hopefully, over the last couple of years, you've already been doing this, but look at local rents. Look at where rents are right now and see if what you're paying is close to the reality of that. Now, if you're in a lease, you can't break the lease, right? So you signed it. You're going to have to stick with it unless you're willing to commit to a longer term. So let's say you got a year left on your lease and it's too high. You're paying too much based on the current rents around in your area because of the economy. Well, go to your landlord and see if he or she will make an adjustment. Come up, be creative. Think about ways to make an adjustment. But now they're not going to do it on the year that's left over because they don't have to. So what you need to be prepared for is to say, okay, what if I signed a 3-year lease right now, or 2-year, 5-year, whatever you want? What if I signed a new lease right now that would commit me to a longer term than this next year? But I want to completely, do away with the other lease, put the new one in effect right now at this new rate, but I'm going to give you more of a commitment. That's how you deal with the landlord. So check on those things, folks. See if you can get your expenses down that way. Anything, here's number eight, anything that you own, it's in your building, anything, whether it's a computer or a chair or a piece of inventory or whatever it might be, if it's not being used, get rid of it. Even if you can't convert it to cash, throw it away. Get it out of your building. It's in your way. And let me tell you something, folks. I have to go look in the mirror and say this to myself. I'm a pack rat. I admit it. I'm the worst in the world. This is one of the things that's one of my biggest failures. I don't like to throw things out. But you need to find a way. You can donate. If you've got a graveyard, if you've got a technology graveyard like I have in any particular time, we always got something we've worn out or we're not using anymore. There are people who will take that and refurbish it and give it to people, like charities, if you can't sell it. There are places that you can take it and throw it away, get rid of it. So anything that's not performing, get rid of it. Try to convert it to cash, especially that inventory we talked about earlier. Any kind of inventory that needs to be, that you need to short sell, get rid of it. So because you can convert that cash into new inventory. All right, here's the next one. Profit is the queen of business, but cash is still king. Watch your credit terms with customers. Stay close to them. Talk to your salespeople about the credit lines, the credit terms that they're giving there. If you're doing business to business, you're probably doing some kind of credit terms with your customers. You're delivering and you're billing them, and they're paying you hopefully in 30 days. They might be taking longer. Well, if they're taking longer, it's because you haven't made it clear to them when you expect to be paid. Or you need to revisit that with them. Make sure your salespeople understand that that's what's required of them. So remember this, folks. You have to be, as the owner, you have to focus on the cash. Cash is your job. Stay close to those accounts receivable. Stay very close. Do not delegate the cash flow to anybody. You can have people help you with it, but you can't delegate the ultimate responsibility. You will go broke. You'll go out of business a lot quicker because you didn't manage cash than because you didn't manage profits. All right, here's the last one. If possible, personally call on every customer and don't have a sales call. Have a business call. Talk to them about how you're going to do a great job this year of taking care of them, but also make sure they understand what you need for them to do to make this transaction, this relationship, a good deal for you. Which could be part of the cash payment, the payment thing, if they're not paying you on time. Have a business call. Think about that. What a novel idea. Don't have a sales call. That's for your salesman. Have a business call with your customers and make sure both of you understand why you're doing business together. Think about that. Remember this, folks. When it comes to customers, don't think adversary. Think partner. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Focus on those fundamentals for 2011. I think you'll be better off. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.